Уважаемый председатель.
Chair, esteemed committee members. We would also like to respond to a number of questions that were put to us during the first and second clusters. Regarding violence against children, thanks to a favorable and stable socioeconomic situation in our country, religious and ethnic tolerance, violence against children as such does not have a particularly widespread or deep-rooted nature. We believe there are individual cases of domestic violence, and we, of course, take all necessary response measures. If these unlawful actions go beyond the framework of our administrative or criminal law, then they are tackled by the relevant law enforcement bodies so as to ensure that the perpetrators are brought to account. Given that there have been no reports of violence against children in Turkmenistan, well, that fact can be connected to what I have just said about the socioeconomic situation. Regarding early marriage, yesterday there was a follow-up question regarding early marriage at the age of 17. On this issue, I would like to make the following comments. According to our existing legislation, 18 is the minimum age for marriage, but in exceptional circumstances and for valid reasons, marriage is allowed at the age of 18, so it can only be lowered by 1 year. So you can't get married age 13 or 14, only if you're 17 under exceptional circumstances. And that is because in Turkmen society, family is considered to be a fully fledged ensemble with a mother, a father, and children. And in order to support these fully fledged families, we have taken measures. We consider that doing otherwise could be detrimental to the psychological health of young girls who could perhaps engage in self-harm and other such practices. Concern for early marriage can be allayed by the fact that if we were to allow marriage under 17 or at the age of 17 more frequently, this would be contrary to our measures. We offer alternative to custodial, we provide alternatives to criminal liability. In fact, we free people from criminal liability under a certain age. The criminalization of such unlawful activities involve a note saying that the person who is charged under a certain article is being relieved of their criminal liability. This is done in connection with their personal circumstances if there is a marriage involved. The next question I'd like to address is one regarding the neglect of children and how many neglected children there are in our country. If we find any children who are without care, they are placed in a specialized institution which is managed by the Ministry of the Interior. The number of such institutions in our country is only two, and we can't give you a specific figure for children who are homeless because it is not usually a permanent arrangement. They are placed in these institutions only on a temporary basis. These are reception and placement centers for children who are completely neglected, and the idea is to try and foster their reintegration into a family. And this is, we also have measures in place to address the situation for children aged 0 to 3. So there is no widespread phenomenon in this connection in our country. It's more about children who have got lost or who have left home for certain reasons. And in order to ensure their temporary, that they are placed in these centers temporarily so that we can find their relatives or guardians or the place from where they ran away, and to address the issues that led to that. Regarding the response of police officers when they detect violence against children, allow me to say the following. I'd like to focus on a few points here. First of all, the identification or detection of violence. How do we do that? Well, first of all, juvenile affairs inspectorates, on-site inspections in those areas where they work, detect violence. Then there can be a hotline call, or there can be an appeal from a teacher or an educational establishment. Parents can perhaps report violence against their child. There can also be a complaint from the minors themselves.